You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios giving you the hometown take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore. I always say that. I don't know why I've been messing that up, but be fun. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Thursday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers out there, all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely manner, getting the kiddos from home to school in a safe and timely fashion as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. And, of course, all my hospitality workers, hotel workers, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. And all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. We are continuing to get you ready for Aints and Falcons. That's right. We're saying Aints because it's hate week. But it is a big, big game for the Atlanta Falcons for a couple of reasons. One, the most obvious, it's a division game and it's a rivalry game. And we'll let you hear Kirk Cousins talk about it at some point. I'm not sure exactly when, but he did break down how these games have added value and added meaning. And he's absolutely correct about that. They do have added value. They do have added meaning. I talked about earlier in the week, might even been yesterday, that these games feel like they're worth two. I mean, they feel like they're worth two games. You win it, you send your direct competition down a game, and you go up a game on them. So there's definitely added value to these games, no question about it. The other reason this is an important game is because you are coming off a loss and you want to make sure you bounce back. One thing you never want to start in the NFL is a losing streak, for sure. So you want to bounce back and be able to get your first win at home, too. That's another reason this is important. You haven't won in front of your Falcon faithful yet. You haven't won in front of your fans. Now, you've had two very close games in front of your fans when it comes to the Steelers and obviously the Chiefs, and two games that you could have won and you were in position to win, but you didn't get it done. You want to get it done in front of your home fans this Sunday. You want to make sure you can take down the Aints in your home, in front of your home team, and make sure you get to 2-2 and start off right in your division. And you win this game, you end up going 2-0 in the NFC, which is good. So you feel better about where you're at just overall if you win this game. You drop to 1-3, and hopefully that doesn't happen, but you drop to 1-3, now you're 0-1 in the division. You're only 1-1 in the NFC. Obviously, your overall record is 1-3, and that's not good, and you're starting just a leg down, you feel like. So this is a very important game for a multitude of reasons, but one thing, and we've talked about this, that has to change from last week to this week: third downs. You got to be better when it comes to third downs. And a multitude of Falcons talked about that yesterday. And guess what? We're going to let you hear all of their perspectives. Let's first start with Raheem Morris talking about third downs. And he was actually on Dukes and Bell, and he joins our Dukes and Bell every week, so make sure you never miss that conversation. You can go to the Odyssey app if you download that free Odyssey app so you can listen to 92.9 The Game wherever you are, on the road, at home, don't matter. You can listen wherever you are. But Raheem Morris talked about the offense and the third down conversions and how they have to be a better version of themselves. And he's absolutely right about that. They got to be better on third down. They got to be a better version of themselves on third down, because if you continue to struggle the way you have on third down, we've seen it at some points in this game where the offense hasn't done a great job of playing complementary football to the defense. Like, the defense will get you stops, and then the offense goes three and out, put the defense right back on the field. It's not a recipe for success. Your defense gets you a stop, you want to at least go on an extended drive, or at least a scoring drive. Even if it's a quick scoring drive, you want to at least go out there and score and let your defense know, hey, we appreciate you. We appreciate you getting a stop. We appreciate you getting us the football back. Here's 7 points to the good to help you feel better about that, even though it was quick. Or you at least want to go on an extended drive. Now, hopefully it's an extended scoring drive, but you at least want to go on an extended drive to at least give your defense a breather, right? That's when we start talking about complementary football. But what's not complementary football is your defense gets you a stop, then you go three and out and put them right back on the field. That's when you start to see the defense become fatigued, and that's when you start getting cracks in the dam, cracks in the wall, whatever you want to call it, and that's when you start to get into trouble. And I feel like that is happened a little too often early on this season. And Raheem Morris knows it, and he talked about that yesterday with our Dukes and Bell. That's exactly right. I mean, you have to be better on third down, and you just have to – that is, if you're going to execute at any point, you got to execute on third down. That's the money down. We know it. We've all heard that before. So – you got to just be able to convert and extend those drives, because that is a part of playing complementary football. So definitely good stuff from Raheem Morris right there. Our offensive coordinator, Zach Robinson, he also talked about third down. And if anybody knows the importance of converting on third down, it's definitely the offensive coordinator. And Zach Robinson speaking to the media yesterday, and he talked about the importance of being better on third down and how this team can get better on third down. For sure, definitely got to clean up the execution like we just talked about. And Thursday is third down day. So guess what? Today is third down day. To even to hammer home even more about the third downs. It's a perfect day to talk about the third downs because today is third down day for the Falcons. We all know that now. Thursday is officially third down day. Third down Thursdays. That's what we're going to call it. I like it. Third down Thursdays. Anyway, it is very important that the Falcons clean that up and execute on third down. So, how does our quarterback, how does Big Kirko, Perk Thuggins, feel about the Falcons' struggles on third down? Well, he talked about that yesterday as well. Very good detailed answer there from Kirk Cousins. But he's absolutely right. There are some times where the inefficiency on first and second down has led to the Falcons. And I think that's been more so. And you heard Kirk Cousins there talking about, you know, some things are a reoccurring theme to why you struggle on third down. Some reasons are because you just didn't execute on that particular third down play, and that's not necessarily a representation of the drive and why you struggle on third downs maybe consistently. But I think the Falcons have struggled on third down consistently because they haven't been great on first and second down, and they haven't set themselves up for good third downs. I think that's more so the reason they've been struggling on the third downs. You know, when they get the positive yardage on first down, positive yardage on second down, I mean, when they're in third and manageable, I feel like they've been able to convert most of their most of those third downs. Where they get into trouble is where a lot of teams get into trouble, and why a lot of teams struggle on third down. When you're losing yardage on first down, or losing yardage on second down, or getting a penalty on second down, or getting a holding call on first down, that's where teams start to struggle, and that's where you get into those obvious passing situations on third down, and that's where you get into trouble, because then you can have guys like TJ Watt, guys like Chris Jones, pin their ears back, and that's where you really get into trouble. So I think that's the reason they've struggled mostly on third down. Yeah, there have been times where they just haven't converted, or there's been a miscue on a play, but I feel like more times than not this season, when the Falcons have struggled on third down, it's been because of they've been bad on first and second down. So that is something that obviously they have to correct, and Kirk Cousins and the squad are going to look to practice that today and hone in on third downs today on Third Down Thursdays. All right, one more Falcon talked about third down conversions yesterday. That's right. We're getting in all the way into it on Third Down Thursdays, and that Falcon was Jesse Bates. How does a defender feel about the Falcons trying to improve on third down? Because it's not just about the offense needing to improve on third down. The third down defense for the Falcons can definitely be better because they have given up a lot of third downs. One of those reasons that I think you'll hear Jesse Bates state is because they're giving up too much yardage on first and second down. And a lot of teams against the Falcons so far, I mean, the Chiefs feel like they stayed in third and short a lot of the time. The Steelers, it felt like they stayed in third and short a lot of the time. And you didn't really have that against the Eagles. You were able to get stops against them. It didn't feel like they were in a lot of third and shorts, and that's why you're able to get maybe more stops against the Eagles. But it feels like the Falcons have given up a lot of third downs because a lot of teams have been in third and short. That's how I feel. I wonder if Jesse Bates feels the same way. Let's hear from Jesse. Absolutely. And he concurs with me. You have a lot of first and you're giving up a lot of chunk yardage in the run game on first down, and you're in second and short. That leads to a lot of easy third down conversions and a lot of third and shorts and a lot of easy third down conversions. So that is something that has to be fixed as well. Not only getting positive plays for the Falcons offense on first and second down, but getting negative plays if you're the Falcons defense on first and second down. So hopefully that is something they can do against the New Orleans Saints on Sunday. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will continue to let you hear from some Atlanta Falcons. And how about we focus on the challenge that the Saints present and the Falcons-Aints rivalry. We'll talk about all that next. 5 minutes from now here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Third Down Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night FedEx drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there. Riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night, local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my local 613 drivers out there as well. And, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now also. All right, we're going to continue talking about the Falcons and the Aints here as we continue on with Hate Week, but we're going to flip it a little bit. We talked a lot about the Falcons' offense and the struggles on third down because, again, I think that is personally the biggest thing the Falcons need to improve on right now. I think that is their biggest weakness, not being able to convert third downs. Again, they have gone 2-for-9. 2-for-9 in every single game thus far. First three games of the season, they've gone 2-for-9 on third down conversions each game. They need to be better. They got to be better on third down if they really want to be a contending football team. If they really want to be a playoff football team, that has to be better, and that has to get better for the Falcons. But now let's turn the page and talk about the Aints. Let's talk about the challenge the Aints do present, because as much as we hate the Aints, as much as we do not want to give them credit, we do have to be real with ourselves. The New Orleans Aints do have a very explosive offense. Now, the Eagles did give you a little bit of a blueprint last week on how to slow that offense down. Now, you don't have the same personnel the Eagles have as far as up front. Now, you still got a very good front, but you don't have the same front that the Eagles have. You don't attack the same way the Eagles attack, I think. But that doesn't mean you can't take some things away from what the Eagles did and apply that to your game plan. I'm sure they took something. I don't know exactly what. We'll find out on Sunday. But I'm sure they took something away from what the Eagles were able to do and how the Eagles were able to slow down the Saints last Sunday. But let's talk about the Aints and the challenges that they present. Let's first let you hear from Raheem Morris. This was from his press conference, and he talked about Derek Carr. Now, Derek Carr doesn't get a whole lot of love, and I don't want to say rightfully so, because he is a solid quarterback. He is a good quarterback. He's cool. He's all right. But like any quarterback in the National Football League, you give a quarterback time, any quarterback in the NFL can tear you up. And Raheem Morris knows that same thing is true for Derek Carr. If you leave him clean and comfortable in the pocket, he can definitely slice and dice you. And especially from what we've seen this season, you give Derek Carr time in that Saints offensive line, which is going to be banged up just like our offensive line. But you give Derek Carr time, he can throw that deep ball to Rashid Shaheed. He can hit Chris Olave anywhere on the field. So the Falcons are going to have to put pressure on Derek Carr. I think they'll be able to do that. And I think they'll have more success getting pressure on Derek Carr than they've had putting pressure on a mobile Justin Fields, a mobile Jalen Hurts, a pretty mobile Patrick Mahomes. Derek Carr is not mobile like those guys. He can move around a little bit, but he's not mobile like a Justin Fields, a Jalen Hurts, a Patrick Mahomes per se. So I think they will have a better shot, and I think they will have better luck at getting pressure on Derek Carr, but they have to get pressure on him. Otherwise, just like Raheem Morris says, he'll tear you up. Here's Raheem Morris.
Derek Carr, when clean and everything is going right, he is an absolute stud in this league. You know, you got to affect the passer, and that goes for everybody. But if you can find a way to affect him, I have some very highly competitive battles versus Derek Carr throughout the years, whether he's been in Oakland, wherever he's been. Now a Saint, last year versus him. When we jumped ahead and he came roaring back. And so we got to find ways to affect Derek Carr, and he's playing very well.
Yeah, he up until the Eagles game, he has been playing very well. And he had, those first two games, Now, granted, one was week one against the Carolina Panthers, but still, they had a big game in that game, and then they absolutely torched the Dallas Cowboys as well. Came back down to earth a little bit, like we've been talking about, against the Philadelphia Eagles. But this Saints offense is going to be looking to bounce back. And Derek Carr himself is going to be looking to bounce back, and we have to make sure that we don't allow them to have that bounce back performance. They can do that somewhere else. Don't care if they do it at all. But Derek Carr, you got to get pressure on him first and foremost. And a way you're going to be able to put pressure on Derek Carr is having Derek Carr in obvious third down passing situations. Not breaking any news with that, but that's how you do it. How do you get Derek Carr in obvious passing situations? Well, you be good at stopping Alvin Kamara on first down, on second down. That's how you get Derek Carr in some obvious passing situations. And speaking of Alvin Kamara, he's looked very good under this new Clint Kubiak offense. He's looked re-energized, reinvigorated. Last year, I know he dealt with some health issues and he dealt with some injuries, but this year he looks healthy, he looks spry, he looks ready to go, and he has been going. Again, first 2 weeks of the season, he was good. Last week against the Eagles, not so much. You can say that about the entire Saints offense. But Jesse Bates, our all-pro safety, he talked about the threat of Alvin Kamara yesterday. Take a listen.
You know, Alvin, he can hurt you, obviously, in the run game. And also, you know, when he catches the ball outside, you know, on the checkdowns. And they do a lot of keepers as well that, you know, keeps you honest on your run fits. And then you got the play action pass. You got the two fast guys on the outside with Olave and Shaheed as well. And those guys are real dudes. Like, I think Tyreek is like number one with the most explosive plays. And then there's Shaheed right there. And then you got Olave who, you know, every year it just seems that he gets better. So, yeah, I mean, it's top to bottom. I think our D-line will have a big impact in this game for sure.
Yeah, you got to know where to Jesse Bates' point, you have to know where Rashid Shaheed is at all times, because if you don't, he can absolutely and will absolutely burn you. We know how good Chris Olave is as well. He's their number one receiver, and he looks like a number one receiver thus far. And he's really looked like that, honestly, since he's come into the league. So they got a lot of weapons on this offense. Kamara, Shaheed, Olave, and Shaheed has hurt the Falcons the last couple of games, I feel like. It feels like the last three games the Falcons and the Saints have played, even though the Falcons have won one of those games. I think they've won one of the last two. Anywho, Reed Shaheed has had big games against the Falcons the past couple of matchups. That's the point. And we got to make sure that doesn't happen on Sunday. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, Mets, Braves, postponed until Monday. A Monday doubleheader that could very well decide and probably will decide whether or not the Braves go to the postseason. Is the way this played out the worst case scenario for the Braves? We'll talk about it next. Here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure the people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure the people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers, serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there, making sure the people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a great stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my front and rear loading truck drivers out there. Shout out to all my early morning, late night local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, all my 613 transportation drivers out there, and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. The Atlanta Braves was what happened yesterday and what's going to go down on Monday, the worst possible scenario that could have played out for the Braves and this weather and how they have to end the season. I look at this scenario a few different ways. And just in case you're not sure of what is going on, I will break it down for you. The Braves and the Mets were supposed to have played now two out of the three games they had on the slate. They started a pivotal three-game series on Tuesday. They were supposed to have game two yesterday after they won game one. Spencer Schwellenbach was amazing. Michael Harris, he went crazy. Marcell Ozuna hit a home run as well. Everything looked good. Everything went well. Everything went how it was supposed to go. So now the Braves have momentum, feeling good. Well, that got stopped and was brought to a screeching halt after Hurricane Helene, I'm guessing it's called, is affecting the hurricane isn't directly affecting Georgia, the state of Georgia, meaning that it's not coming through the state of Georgia. However, we are getting rain. We're getting a little storm action from the outside part of Hurricane Helene, if that makes sense. The outside part of the hurricane is touching Georgia. So, obviously, you can't play baseball in the rain. And a lot of, just to let you know what's going on, a lot of Friday night football games have been canceled tomorrow. A lot of high school games have been canceled tomorrow as well, just to let you know kind of the importance and, you know, whether that has come already and is still yet to come. It's pretty serious. So now what has happened is the Braves and the Mets thought they may be able to give it a go yesterday with game two. Then they quickly postponed both yesterday's game and today's game. That was supposed to happen tonight, I should say. They have postponed both of those games to Monday, and they will play a doubleheader on Monday. So now the Braves have to put their series, pivotal series, a series that is going to pretty much determine whether or not you make it to the postseason or if you're going to end your season early this year. You have to put that series on hold, and now the Braves will pick back up with play against the Kansas City Royals starting Friday. So it, for me, it's not a good situation because, one, it throws the rotation all out of whack because at this point, are you going to rest Chris Sale until Monday? Then do you fear if he's going to be rusty at all? So are you going to hold Chris Sale and Max Fried until Monday? Are you going to pitch Chris Sale on Friday with the hopes that maybe he can? Well, he's not going to. I mean, if you pitch Chris Sale and Max Fried in this Kansas City series, they're not going to be able to play against the Mets. Now, you did get an update on Reynaldo Lopez saying that he's going to be basically ready to go whenever the Braves feel like he's good to go. So you can hopefully throw Reynaldo Lopez in the mix over these next five games that you have, three against Kansas City, two against the Mets, that, again, both will happen on Monday. So it's just not good. And doubleheaders aren't ideal because a lot of times you have to tax your bullpen and you have to use a lot of different arms, especially, and this is where it could really get sticky as far as pitching goes. Hopefully whoever does end up pitching on Monday for the Braves, hopefully the guy in game one does not have a bad start and doesn't have to tax the bullpen. That way you can have some of maybe your more top guys pitch in game two. Now, at this point, you got to do what you got to do to win the game, whether that's pitch a guy in game one and they're not available for game two and you just got to hope for game two, but you got to win these games against the Mets. I mean, you have to win the rest of these games, period, even the ones against the Royals, because they're all important from here on out, all basically game sevens. But it's just not a good situation because it's thrown the rotation out of whack. Not sure what they're going to do with Chris Sale. Not sure what they're going to do with Max Fried. I'll actually see if there's an update here, if I can quickly find an update for you before we got to hand things off to the morning shift. But to me, I do think it was the worst possible scenario. Just because the Braves seem to already have a plan. They already had Spencer Schwellenbach, Chris Sale, and Max Fried set to go against the Mets. Put themselves in a good position to hopefully be up and sweep the Mets and be up in the wild card standings or be back in the playoff picture for the last three games and then do what they got to do the last three games against Kansas City. And then, by the way, Mark Bowman, he did tweet out that Ronaldo Lopez said he feels great and is ready to return as a reliever or starter. He's eligible to be activated tomorrow, so that is today. So that is good news. But as far as what the lineup or the pitching rotation is going to be, I'll look and see if they have if anything's updated on ESPN. But I haven't seen any updates as far as the Braves beat writers putting anything out about what the updated rotation is possibly going to be. So just not a great situation for the Braves, and not an ideal situation for the Mets either. But the Mets, with having a slight lead, they are in a little bit better of a spot. So no starters announced yet for the Mets series. For Kansas City on Friday, it's undecided as well. So we'll see what they end up doing. They got some decisions to make. And, again, just not a great situation. So Mother Nature getting in the way a little bit of the Braves trying to make the postseason. But we'll continue to keep you updated on that and talk about that as we continue to get updates. Hopefully we'll have more tomorrow, and we will touch on it then. And also tomorrow's a Falcons Friday. So we'll get you with a full preview of Falcons and Ainge, and we'll dig deeper into that matchup as well. All right, when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we will wrap things up and hand things off to the morning shift. Rob Tribble in for Tiffany Blackman as she is out on assignment. And Bo Morgan and Mike Johnson hanging out with Robbie T as well. The Meathead edition of the morning shift. We'll get that going right after this. And we will wrap things up on the Hometown Take when we come back on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.